Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Rob, how's it hanging?
Chilling. We chilling, bro. We fucking chilling. Yeah.
Let's do it. We have some news today, man. We have some news today. Real great news. But before we get into the news, what you been playing?
I have been playing Final Fantasy VII, the original, on my Switch. I'm trying to get it beat before Rebirth comes out, and I don't think I'm going to make it happen. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think so.
I'm playing on 3X.
What's the reason behind playing the OG version, though? Like, just
because
for nostalgic purposes?
Nostalgic, and I want to see the changes they made to the story versus like what how this game handled, like how Rebirth handles the old stuff from the game. From the old game, if that makes any sense, right? So I already noticed some stuff from Remake that I'm like, oh shit, like they changed that or they updated that. Like it's wild the amount of things that they are that are different. So I highly recommend it. Obviously you're not going to have a chance to do it, but I would not be able to do it if it wasn't for that 3-speed mode. If they didn't make it where it was like 3 times as fast, I could do it.
Is it weird playing that way though, or is it just like is everything just sped up like super fast?
Everything just sped up super fast. Your encounters are super fast, and you can make it to where you're like you're overpowered and you click a button and you instantly heal and get all your magic back and you have your ultimate attack, so you literally just truck through the enemies. So it's like,
okay, so what's the point of that? What, why are story. You playing
story?
Why don't you just go on Google on like YouTube?
Nah, I'm playing through it.
But you're not playing. You're not playing. Fucking playing.
I'm
pressing
playing,
a button, maybe, if that.
I'm playing faster. Still playing it. I already beat the game.
Do you have it so that you just press a button and then you just kill everybody, like how you just told me?
There's not a button. I mean, you press A, you have to still select the attacks and do the magic stuff, but it just makes you like, so you can't basically die. Like, I've beaten the game before, so fuck you. Like, I can do whatever I want if I beat the game before.
I'm just saying, it's just, I don't know.
Just because you don't like Final Fantasy VII, it's okay, Kelvin. It's okay. You just could tell me you don't like Final Fantasy VII. You're a stan. It's okay.
Listen, I did enjoy my time. You're a shitty friend. You had the game and you never let me like borrow it. I let you borrow Persona 4. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't have played Final Fantasy VII. You would have never went back to the PlayStation era to play that game.
Maybe not now. But as a kid,
even Persona 4?
You robbed my childhood, Rob. Robbed my childhood. All right. Can't believe you. Rob, let's get into the Daily Duo news. Ready?
The Daily Duo.
The Daily Duo. Shadow of Erdtree gameplay trailer will be dropping today. 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, depending on when you're listening to this. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Yesterday, the official Elden Ring X account dropped this post here. It says, the first trailer to hashtag Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree will be revealed in 16 hours. Join us at 1500 UTC. So, Rob, gameplay reveal happening soon, right? Depending on when you're listening to this. You probably already watched this. Who knows, right? What do you think about this, man? Are we getting a reveal announcement? Like, are we getting like an actual release date?
It's a gameplay. Release date. I don't know about release date. My biggest fear, it's probably not going to happen, is if they shadow drop it. I swear to God, if they show the gameplay and they're like, here's the gameplay, and then they're like, available later today. No. I'm going to be
this
so
this would have been such a bigger
mad.
Deal. Yeah, no. This would have been such a bigger deal. It would have been something
Shadow
attached
of
to like
the Erdtree. Shadow of the Erdtree. Shadow drop. If I'm not mistaken, they're doing the reveal the same day that Elden Ring was released. I'm pretty sure. I think it was released the 21st. So if that's the case, the likelihood of a shadow drop is more, I don't want to say it's likely, but like it's more than likely to happen if it is the same release date. Why would they release the gameplay trailer?
Very close. Elden Ring released on February 25th, 2022.
Okay, so maybe not. But if it was the exact same day, then I'd be like, all right.
But
anyways,
they could say coming out in a few days, coming out on the 25th. That's more plausible if it releases on the release day of Elden Ring. I get right. that. But shadow dropping in the day of the reveal trailer, I don't think so.
I don't think so. As is wishful thinking, but I actually hope they don't. I hope they don't shadow drop it because
I agree. I kind of hope it's a little bit later. I kind of want it around April for some reason.
April, May.
Yeah. April, May. I like that sound. There's a lot going on right now. Final Fantasy, you have Rise of Ronin, you have there's just like a Stellar Blade coming out around that time too. Like we need a breather, you know. We just got Helldivers that's like popping right now. Like, let's just relax. All right.
Here's the thing, it doesn't matter when they release it. It really doesn't matter to them
because to them, no.
Everyone's gonna buy it. Everyone is going to buy it. You already.
I'm not more concerned about Elden Ring. I'm more concerned about everything else. Like, I want to get into Helldivers as much as everybody else is. I want to play, you know, Stellar Blade. I want to get into Final Fantasy. I don't want that being obscured just simply because of Elden Ring DLC coming out. Because it's like, hey, big dick swinging over here. I'm just going to release it whenever I want. You're like, well, gotta stop everything I'm doing and playing this now, right. You know? So that's the only issue. But it, to me, the Elden Ring is kind of like a GTA 6, you know, where it's like they can release it whenever they want, however they want, and people are just going to gravitate towards it. So it's the big dog, and I just want them to kind of stay away until a more open space for them to release. So I think April, May might be the best spot.
All right. So other question for you then. How much do you think the DLC is going to be?
Ooh, good question. I want to say $30, $29.99.
I'm going to say it's going to be $40.
That's also plausible. Yeah. Again, this is going to be meaty. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be thick. Oh, it's going to be fat. It's going to be all the terrible.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
That reminds me. Wait, I was at the gas station earlier today for work and stuff like that. I was just like buying, I think I was getting a coffee. And you know, like those like pills that they have on the rack for like men performance?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just like sitting in line, look at them, and it's like rock hard, external pleasure. Like they just have like these crazy things, like intense orgasm. I'm just like, and it's like a guy like on the cover, like moaning, and there's like a rhino and a lion. I'm just like, guys, chill.
There's children here, please.
And the fucked up part is they highlighted on the package. It says no side effects, no headaches. Ooh. And I'm like, wait, is this stuff normally supposed to give you headaches and side effects?
Maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
Those are big like words to say to throw out there so that people can buy it, you know. So
yeah, and it was it one pill lasts for 7 days. I'm like, who takes this stuff? Seven days?
Are you just walking around rock solid?
You're just like a ghost at the end of it. You're just like all your blood is like rushed down over there. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, wow, yeah, I don't know how we got there, man.
Speaking of rock solid, the first look at the Borderlands film is out later today. The feature film, which is written and directed by Eli Roth, is based on the video game series developed by Gearbox and published by Take-Two. Scheduled to hit cinemas on August 9th, 2024. It stars Kate Clinchett as Lilith, Kevin Hart as Roland, hey, Jamie Lee Curtis as Tannis, and Jack Black as Claptrap. Have you been a Borderlands fan? Have you played Borderlands before?
I played 1 and 2. I never really got super into it. They are fun games. They're like a true looter shooter, right? Mm. And when they were out, there was a lot of people were into it. So I am a fan of the cast. I think the cast is awesome. I mean, anything with Jack Black is going to be awesome. Jamie Lee Curtis is in that. So to me, this actually got me kind of hyped to watch it. How about you?
I'm going to have to see the trailer and see. I've not been a huge Borderlands fan. Haven't really played any of the games. So, but the cast sounds cool. The cast seems like I would It's totally within the realm of, like, you know, the GTA movie, just kind of like watching on Netflix or something. I don't know if I would go to the movie theaters and watch this, you know.
But so
we'll see.
I did read a comment on YouTube. Again, this is just a teaser that I would drop. The full trailer will be dropping today when you guys are hearing this podcast. But the top comment on YouTube, it says, feels more like a TV series than a movie. And this is for the 9-second clip. So let's wait for the trailer to drop to, like, give a good, you know. Isn't it weird that they have a trailer for the trailer?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I feel that having it feel like a TV show right now rather than a movie, like just the concept, just like the images that we're seeing right now, it kind of gives me TV vibes. Not that it's a bad thing, it just doesn't give me like full budget like movie vibes, right?
Sure.
So we'll see. But tomorrow, you know, we'll see it later today. We'll see what everyone has to say, and we'll have our thoughts later today. Rob, I want you to bring on this next topic here, because this is kind of like in your realm here.
All right. Well, guys, we're getting a Pokemon Direct later this month. The Pokemon Company has announced a digital event for next week, which says it will contain exciting news. I wonder what that could be. The Pokemon Presents event will take place on Tuesday, February 27th at 9 a.m. Eastern time. According to the tweet by the official... Not sorry, it's not a tweet anymore. It's a post, Kelvin. Come on.
It's a tweet.
By the official Pokemon X account, the presentation will feature exciting Pokemon news in celebration of Pokemon Day 2024. Speculation-wise, what are you thinking this is?
I think this is going to be... the big question is it going to be the big reveal for the next Pokemon games? That's... maybe? Yes? No? What do you think?
I have a couple of theories.
Okay.
Not just... okay. So, we're still awaiting the Switch 2, right? As far as that goes. Pokemon Direct... not Developer Direct. What's it called? Publisher Direct? Yeah, Publisher Direct is going to be out... or Third Partner Direct is going to be out this week. So, they're not really going to reveal anything regarding Switch 2. Do you really think the Pokemon Company is going to release one last Pokemon title on the normal Switch as kind of like a swan song? Or do you think that they're going to tease something that's going to be coming out on Switch 2 hardware? Because to me, if they're doing the Johto games, they're doing, you know, Pokemon Gold and Silver remakes, which I think was not leaked, but there was speculation that it would be the Go version of the games. Mm-hmm. That seems more like of a possibility, because it's obviously, we know it's going to run on Switch, and then that's kind of like the last Pokemon games we get on Switch, right? It's a safe, people will love Gold and Silver. So I don't think we're going to see like a really new concept on Pokemon today, or sorry, on the Pokemon Day.
I think we'll see both. I think, like you said, we'll see the Gold and Silver remakes as the last hurrah for the Switch. We'll have a release date for it. And then at the end, before, you know, they close, they have one more thing. They'll give us a little teaser trailer for the next Pokemon iteration. They don't say anything else. They don't say anything about Switch 2, obviously. They don't show anything regarding the Pokemon. They'll just announce some type of teaser regarding the next Pokemon game.
They'll just say this: there's a new Pokemon game that we're developing. It'll be on Nintendo's next platform. Do you think they're going to say anything about... they're just going to say there's another Pokemon game that works.
They won't
hint
anything. They'll wait till Nintendo actually, you know, releases that information. But they'll give us, like I said, a little short teaser of some type, kind of insinuating the next Pokemon game. Like, they're not going to show any new Pokemon. They're just going to say something along the lines of, like, you know, this is going to be the new Pokemon game and, you know, coming soon or something.
Yeah, my money is either on the Johto games, Gold and Silver remakes, or a Legends Arceus type of game, which would be really, really cool, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's too soon, a little too soon, maybe next year sometime.
Maybe, yeah.
And I think they'll sprinkle in some weird, like, other random game that's not kind of like mainline series, you know, like Pokemon Sleep type of game. You know, not saying exactly Pokemon Sleep, but something of that line. I'm excited for the Johto games, though. I'm excited for a Go series for like Silver, Gold and Silver. That I have fond memories of those games, and I will totally buy that day one just to kind of bring me back. So
I wasn't the biggest fan of the Go games, like Pikachu and Eevee Go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, had that Go mechanic. I hope they do more of an actual remake compared to, like, you know, Heart Gold and Soul Silver. That would be a lot better. I would enjoy that so much more. But I just feel like the Go route is so much easier for them. It's instant money for them. Like, no matter what, people will buy that stuff. So especially with freaking Power World, right? Like, everyone's comparing Pokemon to Power World now, but that brand's so strong that they're fine.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be fine. I'm excited for this. I think it's gonna play out the way I'm thinking. But the key thing is here, the event for next week, it will contain exciting news, and they really hinted on the exciting news part. So that just kind of goes in line with what I'm saying. I think they'll show us the Go series, and then again another teaser for whatever's next.
Right, what you're saying.
That's the exciting news, you know. Let's take a break. If you're enjoying this episode, go ahead and rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server where friendships are built through gaming. Definitely, guys, we need your help. We need you guys to go over to Spotify, go over to Apple Podcasts, and rate our podcasts. If you like it, if you love it, if you love what we're doing, if you enjoy our content, if you enjoy our conversations that we're having on a day-to-day basis, like, it's not easy doing this, you know? We do this for us, but we also do this for you guys. We also do this for you guys to get the latest news and just have a great time talking about the gaming industry. So if you love what we do, please head on over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. We appreciate that. Next on the news, PlayStation Portal has been hacked. A group of Google engineers has figured out how to hack the Sony PlayStation Portal to make it run games locally. The team has been able to get the portal to install the PPSSPP emulator, which runs PSP games and runs it natively without connecting online and streaming anything. According to Nguyen, the hack was done on a software level, meaning the hardware wasn't tampered with in any way, and there are no plans to release the hack. He also noted that the portal, which reportedly runs via Android, has around 6 gigabytes of internal storage. Given that it's designed as a streaming device, this is likely used primarily for the OS and future system updates. Rob, PlayStation Portal playing PSP games. What do you think?
It's cool. It's cool. Don't get me wrong.
Does it entice you at all?
It's not a seller for me. It's cool. Now, if you got Vita games on there, that would be really cool. Ooh. Right. That would be if it was a Vita emulator, but I don't know how strong this thing is. It looks like it only has 6 gigs of RAM. It's running on Android. So the fact that, you know, I just feel like a lot of the PSP games have already been like remade, right? Like at least the big ones. So like, I don't really see a lot of people emulating PSP games, you know, maybe. I don't know.
But I've been on this weird fence, man. And I don't know if you agree with me or not, but there's just this thing. Again, I've been playing majority of my time on my Ally, right? And I'm having a great time. I'm playing, Persona 3. And it's filling in that gap that I can't seem to quite get when I come downstairs and play video games as much as I can. Like, I can't seem to enjoy that time downstairs for whatever reason, right? Whether it be time, whether it just me being tired. That portable portion, that portable part of me just picking up whatever and playing it on my bed, on the couch, wherever, the time that I have, it's gold. It is so gold. And for me, if I had a portal playing PlayStation games on my bed, on the couch, I would be in heaven, you know? And I'm like, every single day, I'm like, damn, like, I don't need this portal machine, but I kind of want it. I kind of need it in a sense of like, this is how I can get my gaming in for my PlayStation. It's tough. It's like, I keep battling this thing of like, should I get it? Is it necessary? Should I wait? Is there going to be something better? Is it going to, the price going to drop?
Why don't you just install Remote Play on your Ally? And just use the Ally.
There's another hassle. It's like another layer of
what hassle is it? You just boot it up and it works. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's just a software. Just like it runs Windows. I think the only thing that might be a little bit pain is like making the thing act like a, think like it is a PlayStation controller. Remote. Yeah, but there's a thing that you just install and it does.
There's
it.
Another
I think
it's thing even that better. You install. For
I think, the I, think there, I think install. There's two things that you need to install and makes it really easy. I even heard it runs really well. So I would at least like try that first and see okay. if you're like even playing it remotely. Like if you're picking it up and you're going in, and you're like, oh my God, like this is the best thing since sliced bread. And if I can have a more seamless transition of like experience. The portal, then 100%. But I highly recommend trying it on your Ally because it runs really well. Like I was playing Spider-Man 2 on the Ally. It was running fantastic. So I'll send you the article and just do it. Just try it. It's not going to take that much. I promise.
Also depends. I was going to say, it also depends on how long that takes to like install and like do I have to jump through.
But you only do it one time.
Okay. Okay.
And then you just select the PSI app. The PS.
If anyone's done that, that's listening right now, let us know if it works. Let us know, you know, what your thoughts on that are, because I'm interested, I'm intrigued. I'm a lazy bum and I don't want to get into the nooks and crannies of like trying to get into my Ally and trying to, you know, install all that stuff. So we'll see. I'm gonna go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say one thing. I just saw this, but the Shadow of the Erdtree trailer will be 3 minutes long. So
that's a lot of juicy content there. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's gonna be hype.
The fact that we have
I'm going back and I'm gonna be Malena.
Yeah,
Malahi?
I think so.
Malahu?
Okay, whatever.
I'm gonna beat her.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I'm never gonna beat the guy. Okay, do it. Go do it.
You haven't even tried again. I thought me beating him would give you that energy to like go back in there. You didn't care.
That's too many games. There's too many games I gotta play. There's too many games.
That's fair. I'm gonna go into another topic that we didn't add here, but Sony is likely to launch PS5 Pro this year. A number of game industry analysts have reported that Sony is launching the PS5 Pro this year, late 2024. And that it will feature a proprietary DLSS-like solution. Quote, there seems to be a broad consensus in the gaming industry that Sony is indeed preparing a launch of the PS5 Pro in the second half of 2024, said Serkan Toto, CEO of Tokyo-based games consultancy Catlin Games. And Sony will make sure to have the great piece of hardware ready for GTA 6 that hits in 2025, a launch that will be shot in the arm for the entire gaming industry, end quote. It's happening, man. I think it's, I kind of lost hope with the you know, PS5 Pro. I don't know why. I think because just the speculation of like the Switch 2 and all that stuff. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to happen, but it makes sense if GTA 6 is coming out in 2025 that Sony would have something to really boost up the hardware and boost up that like piece of tech so that GTA 5 for runs sure. as smooth as possible.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I will not be rushing to get a Pro. I don't even think I got the Pro during the PS4 era. I actually don't think I actually ever got one.
You didn't? No.
No, I never got a Pro. And until there is that game where like I need a Pro to play on this, which more so it might be GTA, but I can still play fine on the normal PS4. I think Pro is a nice thing to have, but unless there's something on there that I'm like, you need to play it on this, I might wait a little bit on the Pro or at least get it when it drops down in price or something like that. But yeah, I just feel like the PS5 is still pretty new, or I haven't played it enough, and I think it's a good weight on me. I know for you, you're gonna get day one because that's just you.
But I feel you on the fact that the PS5 still, I haven't utilized it enough to make it feel like, oh, this is like old tech, this is old hardware, like I need something kind of brand new. I still feel like my PS5 is brand new. I feel like I play that thing, I turn it on and I'm like, it's a treat. I'm like, oh man, I'm actually turning this baby on. Let's get into it. And it's weird feeling that, you know, a few years after the release, but a PS5 Pro, man, like, you know me, like you said, like new tech, I'm ready for that, you know. And like I'm so on the fence on the portal that it's like, I don't know, like it just for me having that new technology and just giving I'm thinking like it'll boost up as far as like frame rates. Like you don't have to worry about performance mode versus, you know, what's it called? Performance mode versus
quality mode.
Quality mode. Thank you. Like maybe that's something that they're kind of like, you know, fixing.
Well, here's the thing though. If you get the PS, if you get a PS5 Pro, that means you're going to have to upgrade your TV because it's going to want the 2.1, right? HDMI. You're going to need that or whatever is out at the time. And then if you really wanted to get those 120 frames at 4K, which it might be able to do, you're going to have to get a TV that can handle that. So just warning, if you do, if people want a PS5 Pro, in order to utilize it and see it in all its glory, you're going to have to upgrade your TV more than likely if you don't have already a top of the line, you know, TV right now. So
did you ever see that Shrek meme? That no. That the one that he's like his face is down.
Oh yeah.
That's me right now.
Yep, I'm like,
a nice I mean, you're, I'm like, that's just a good reason to get a brand new TV. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So exactly. Yeah, we'll see, man. I would obviously wait until I get all the full details, see what they have in store for us for the PS5 Pro. But I'm probably day one, honestly. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll definitely see. And you're definitely not right. You're not day one, like you said.
We'll see. Maybe I say those things, but sometimes I just do it and like, oh, you know, FOMO, right?
FOMO.
But
well, that wraps up today's gaming news, guys. We have merch. I'm wearing the nice hoodie on right now. Definitely check us out. Rob's wearing the t-shirt, nice little Gaming Duo t-shirt there. Check us out on our merch store, gamingduopod.com. We really appreciate it. Anything helps. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure you review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our gaming content heading your way. We'll be back tomorrow for your gaming news. Until next time.